I just want to say thank you to everyone who was involved earlier this morning in putting on the brunch. It was awesome. It was a wonderful time. Tim Alexander made an excellent point this morning when he said, truthfully so, that Christians gather together to eat more often than they did worship. If you're following Scripture, there is more Scripture that talks about Christians gathering together to eat with one another. And I thought that was particularly appropriate today. I also want to say to you that I know this can be an extremely busy time of year. Many of you are exhausted. Our school teachers are pretty wore out. And the difficulty that happens, maybe throughout the year, but I found it especially so at this time of year, is that there are so many activities going on, so many opportunities to be at certain places. And no matter what you choose to do, you know, somebody might not be happy with the choice that you make. There's just a variety of things happening. And as far as I know, no one can be two places at once. And so there's opportunities to be with family, to be with friends. I know this coming week in Grimsby, there is a carol sing on Monday night. Our candlelight Christmas Eve service will be happening on the 24th again. And that, those are just a couple of things that are happening all at the same time during the week. So please don't feel rushed and don't feel overwhelmed thinking that you have to go to everything. It's impossible to do. It's not pleasant to be ill because you've been burning the candle at both ends at Christmas time. So just want you to know that this is a time when it's most important, if you can, to go off somewhere by yourself, close your eyes in a dark room, and go to the manger. Everyone can do it. You just close your eyes. And if you sit for a while, God will bring to your mind the incredible scene, however it looks to you, from the Scripture, that there is this beautiful baby, and that there are Mary and Joseph. And you picture the animals that you want, but be assured of this. God is with you, and the angels surround you. And I hope that this year, activities don't become so primary that we don't take the time to go to the manger. And just a couple of thoughts I wanted to share with you. The conversation that the angel had with Mary is quite remarkable, and I want to make one point today, and I'll make that in just a moment. So let me just read to you this dialogue going back and forth. The angel went to Mary and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Now, I didn't probably read that the way it was spoken, because in this NIV, there is an exclamation point at the end of "greetings, you are highly favored." Exclamation point. Mary, the Lord is with you. And then it says, so don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. And Mary asked the angel, how can this be? And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Christmas is not only the story of the birth of Christ. Christmas is the story of Christ being born in each one of us. It is important to God that we give birth to Jesus in our own life. Have you ever thought when Jesus said, "You must be born again," that one of the concepts within that phrase is allowing Christ to grow in each one of us? Paul is remarkable in talking about Christ in us. Christ in me, the hope of glory, is what Paul talks about. But he's also reminding us constantly about the birth of Christ in our life. So I hope this doesn't offend anyone in any way, but I got thinking about this really early this morning about how it must have been for Mary at probably a very young age, feeling this birth that would come, but feeling this baby inside of her, as all of the moms in the audience can recall, what it's like all of a sudden knowing that it's not just you, but there's something inside. There's a little baby. I'm not sure if it's a boy. I'm not sure if it's a girl. I guess today you can pretty well tell at an early time, but here is this birth. Here's this baby growing. And then all of a sudden, the baby moves. And then all of a sudden, the baby kicks. And then all of a sudden, there's more movement. And it's just a remarkable, you experience the growth. And as Christians, when we say, yes, I want to dedicate myself to Christ. Yes, I'm going to give myself to Christ. Yes, I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to be united with Christ. And yet the reality is, for many of us, is like, I made that decision. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But the growth of Jesus begins. And all of a sudden, boom, there's a little bit of a nudge. There's a bit of a kick. And there's no explanation other than the fact, oh, that was Jesus who led me to that person. And then there's some more understanding of how Jesus is working in the world and how Jesus is working in our community, how Jesus is working in our family, how Jesus is working in each one of us. And pretty soon we're not surprised anymore that it's Jesus moving. It's Jesus kicking. It's Jesus leading. He has been developing in us and he is transforming us as mothers are transformed in a remarkable way. Each one of us, as we give birth to the growth of Jesus in us, it's always a renewal. It's always a growing time. Christ in us. Christmas is not just about the birth of Christ. It's about the birth of Christ in each one of us, male and female, and celebrating that life and asking the question, has he fully developed in our life? And he never does fully develop, does he? If we live many, many lifetimes, we'd want more of this transforming life taking place in our life. This growth of Christ, a life hopefully that will lead us to peace. And when Jesus announced his mandate in Luke chapter 4 that he came for the broken, he came for the hurting, he came for the poor, he came to set prisoners free, in life today, we can be involved in all of these things. Our motto for our church has been for a number of years now, love God, love each other, and serve the world. And in loving God, we come together and we worship and we study and we grow. And love God and love each other. We relate to one another in our brunch today and sharing with one another and talking to one another and serving the world to the best of our ability. Get involved in community events where the birth of Christ can be seen in leading us to these places, as the angels and as the star led these wonderful magi, probably traveling for a year, maybe even a year and a half, on the back of camels or horses, traveling all that way because they were led. They had followed something inside of them, the star that brought them to a reality, a brand new reality, knowing that they would never be the same again. And how many of us can say the same thing? That because of the birth of Christ and his living life in us, we're constantly moving, constantly changing. Let me give to you a couple of scriptures. As Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. He gave birth to Christ. And Paul says to us, examine yourselves to see whether or not you were of the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize it is Christ Jesus who lives inside of us? And all of the examples. And after reference Paul made to a church at Colossae that was wrestling with Gnosticism and mysticism, he talked about, we don't have to be surprised. We're united in Christ in our baptism. And so he talks about the fact, so since therefore you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on heavenly things, not on earthly things. For you have died and your life is now hidden in Christ who is in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, you too will appear with him in glory. Why? Because there is this symbiotic relationship that we have with Christ simply because Christ has it with us. At Christmas, if you go to the manger and you close your eyes and you witness this birth, I think we also need to look at God nudging us to say, you know, this birth is for you to develop this new life inside of each one of us. Yes, we come to our candlelight service. We celebrate the light of the world. But that light needs to be felt in here, being transformed with increasing glory because of who he is. Let me conclude today by reading to you an old Celtic prayer that says this: Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. It's all about Christ. And as the angel said to Mary, he says to each one of us, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will be with child. His name is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The birth of Jesus in each one of us.